Listener Production.
G'day and welcome to Darling Downs Local News. It's Dan McRae with you. I'll just take a quick look at the weather before I start. Beautiful sunshine across the patch this morning. 29's the top for Toowoomba, 31 for Kingaroy, and the same across the Maranoa. Here's a look at what we're covering today, Friday, November 25. A woman is in hospital after an horrific slasher accident in the Southern Downs. The Maranoa battles a chronic GP shortage. And rents continue to skyrocket in regional Queensland. Let's get into it. A warning, some listeners may find this first story upsetting. A woman has been rushed to hospital after a serious accident with a farming slasher on a Southern Downs property. The 61-year-old has reportedly lost both her legs and one arm in the incident. It's believed she was alone on a private property at Balladine at about midday yesterday when she was injured, but managed to contact paramedics before being flown to the Princess Alexandra Hospital in a critical condition. The Bureau's released its long-range weather forecast for the summer season. It says it's likely to be wetter than usual along the east coast with cooler days for southern Queensland. Meteorologist Jonathan Howe gives us the latest.
Almost all of the state is likely to have warmer than average nights this summer. And while temperatures may not reach extreme levels, heatwaves may last longer and be more humid, all of which can increase the risk to human health.
Meantime, the summer bushfire outlook will be released early next week. Maranoa's MP claims locals are struggling to find a general practitioner after the federal government expanded distribution priority areas for GPs to more metropolitan locations. Leader of the Nationals, David Littleproud, says international medical graduates previously needed to work in a DPA for at least 10 years to be eligible for Medicare, but Labor's changes meant they could now be recruited into metro areas.
Foreign doctors were the real opportunity for us to shift the dial and make sure we all had access. And when you've got towns like Chinchilla doesn't have a GP that bulk bills, Dolby, you're on a four-week waiting list, and Kingaroy, you won't take any new patients, and Mitchell hasn't had a doctor since September.
Research has revealed rents across regional Queensland surged between $30 and $185 a week since November 2021. The Everybody's Home campaign analysed the latest SQM Research weekly rents index for combined units and houses. Spokesperson May Aziz says the Gold Coast, Southern and Western Queensland saw the largest dollar increases.
We need to see the federal government really step up and invest in social and affordable housing. We've got a huge shortfall across the country of 500,000 social and affordable homes. And if we're serious about making the rental market cheaper, we need to see the federal government step in.
In Toowoomba, rents have jumped up by 11% over the last year. That's an average of $42 a week per household. Now to what's happening in sport, and Downlands College is going international. They've been chosen to play in the 2023 Sanex World Rugby Youth Tournament held in Japan. The Toowoomba College was the only Australian school selected to play. And in baseball, the Toowoomba Rangers are back at home this weekend with both teams taking on the Redland Rays, with the action kicking off at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday for Div 5 and midday for Div 4. And that's it for this episode of Darling Downs Local News.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.